T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Francis Angelo is with us. You live on Norwalk. Francis, you tell us that there's been some issue with fire hydrants for some time. What happened?
About maybe 10, 11 years ago, next door to my house. House at 197 Norwalk burnt down to the ground, and that across the street from our house, we have a fire plug, and they went to get water from it, and it was dry. They couldn't get anything. It was inactive. And they went down the street. They tried several more fire plugs on Norwalk, couldn't get anything. They had to go across Hurdle Avenue, and they had to bring trucks in and hoses to try to put the fire out. And by the time they got to it, this house actually burnt. The house was fatally, burnt where it wasn't repairable. And the house next to it burnt almost 3/4 of the way down. And in the meanwhile, when the house did burn, I have a vacant lot next door to me. And this is the second time now that a house has been on fire where there's no water in the fire in the fire hydrants. And I read about it online today. I went just to check my news on my phone and it said that there were problems with the fire hydrants, and they had to string a half a mile of fire hose to get water. And they said if that plug would have been working by their house, the house wouldn't have been a total loss. They could have saved the house. This is a safety issue where people are going to get killed, and that there's no reason why these fire plugs aren't working.
We spoke with Buffalo Fire Commissioner Rinaldo earlier today about that, and he said that there were some minor maintenance issues. With this fire, I don't know what you had a chance to see about the fire this morning. Did they have to go from the scene of the fire further away to another hydrant? Did you notice that if the firefighters had any issues?
Well, I went home after the fire started. I left at 6:30 in the morning to go to work, and the house was perfectly intact. At 7 o'clock, my wife called me and was screaming that the house was totally engulfed. I got down there about 15 minutes later, and there were fire. I'd never seen that many fire trucks my whole life. They brought fire trucks as far away as from Richmond in Shenango, and there were fire hoses up and down on Tacoma, Norwalk, Wellington. They were all over the place, and I talked to several of the firemen, and he said that they were stringing more hose trying to get some type of plug that would work. And that's what they told me, and that's what I physically saw, that they wouldn't give any account of why the fire plug wasn't working or what they were doing. But the news says that that they had to string a half a mile of fire hose. And that's, when you go to check in on your phone, on your app, and that just punch in Norwalk Fire, and you can read the article, and it says there that they had to use a half a mile of fire hose. And that's as much as I know, and that, but it's a shame. People lost everything. And by this afternoon, the young lady that owns the house, they wouldn't let her she couldn't take anything out of it, and they were ripping it down, and this lady was distraught. You'd be distraught if it was your house, too. I feel bad, but if there is a problem with these fire plugs, why aren't they letting us know as residents and doing something with them? I pay my taxes to have that fixed. They won't tell you anything. They keep you in the dark.
How concerned are you that if there is a fire in that neighborhood the next time, that this could get worse?
I believe that 100%. And that I just don't trust them anymore now. And that, how can the same thing happen, even though it was over 10 years ago? And that, how does the same thing happen again where there's no water in the fire plug and that they're having issues with it? And that our street has been plagued with issues. We either get plagued with massive flooding because the storm drains are overtaxed, they told us, and all that. And yet everything else on the street, and that you can't even get these lights. I've been trying for almost a month to get two of the street lights fixed that went out. Mayor's office says you call them and you give them the information, and within 2 days or whatever, they have it fixed. I've called over a month and a half and I can't get any of the lights fixed. 200 Norwalk is one of the lights, and one is down farther. We have older people on the street. It's a safety issue. They just don't care. And I'm paying taxes and my assessment went up for what? And they say that property values are very high in North Buffalo. Well, what does that do to my street when these houses are burning down? Does that mean that my property value goes down then, doesn't it? But no, they'll still raise the assessment and raise your taxes. It's like you're paying for nothing. That's why nobody wants to move into Buffalo. Buffalo and that wants to be a metropolitan city, but you know, it just doesn't have the mustard for it. And that I'm disillusioned with the city of Buffalo and that, and I'm disillusioned with our street that they would let this happen again, the exact same scenario.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.